end of this month, I will be turning 30 years old. And I discovered professional wrestling in about 92, 93. I could never exactly remember what point it was, because my father watched wrestling all the time. It just took me a while to officially get into it myself. So doing the math to my current age, that means I discovered professional wrestling right around the ages of 6 and 7. Prior to this, I obviously had different interests. As much as I do with professional wrestling now, there were things that I still carry a love for that have lasted longer through the test of time. And in this year, 2016, two of those things are getting movies. Now, I grew up on things such as Darkwing Duck, Captain Planet, and Inspector Gadget. The two, though, that are getting movies are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters. Both of these movies, I will see both of these movies at the movie theater. Most likely the weekend they come out, probably not at a midnight screening, but probably the first day or two. I'm feeling a mixed reaction on both of these. One of them I am very excited for, and the other one has been a constant letdown. And I'm going to take this time to review the history and talk about these two installments of their respective franchises. Let's start off with the Ghostbusters. The original movie came out in 1984, 2 years before I was born. It came out in the summer, and I was obviously born in March. So it was very close to a 2-year window in between when the movie came out and I was born. So the hysteria that was Ghostbusters was high when I was born. I grew up with many things of the franchise, but the first movie, the original installment, is one of my top 5 movies of all time. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man is one of my favorites. And look at this franchise. You started off with the first installment. It is a classic, a great movie. Like I said, one of my top 5 favorites. And it is a cult classic among other fans. If it wasn't for this movie and how great it was, everything that follows wouldn't have happened. Next up was the cartoon. The cartoon that actually picks up right where the first movie lets off and continues to tell the story, and they do a great transition from movie to television show. And this is probably what helped gain its popularity among children my age at the time. The younger children, the younger generation, the people who are in their early 30s, in their late 20s. We loved Ghostbusters, and the cartoon coming on week after week just added to it. It added to the toys that came out. I had the Ghostbusters house. I had the Ecto-1. I had some figures. I had the plastic proton pack and ghost trap, among other things. And every Saturday morning, I would grab them and watch my television as I'd watch these episodes come on. And I even believe I had some VHS copies. But I had a vast love for the Ghostbusters. Then comes the second movie. Now, growing up, my parents told me I had seen the second movie, but we didn't own it. I must have been very young when I first watched it, because I do not have any type of recollection of it. I have no type of memory of it. It's just, I was told it. I would go to the video rental store, and I would be like, let's get Ghostbusters 2. I want to see it. And they're like, no, you've seen it. And there's a bunch of movies that I had that with, where my parents said, oh, no, you've seen it. I just had no memory of it. So for many years, I didn't really watch Ghostbusters 2 until I was around a teenager. Well, I didn't have any recollection of it. But still, I think 2 is a good movie. The problem is it doesn't hold up as well as the first one. And the first one was just so good. It was such a classic. It's a movie that if they put it out every year in the movie theaters for Halloween, I would go and I'd watch it because I enjoy that movie. I enjoy the experience. I could watch it time and time again, and that's why it's one of my top favorite movies of all time. But 2's not bad either. I think it just doesn't give people the same feeling as the original. Not quite. But I would give them grades. The first one, A+. The second one, a B, B-. I still think it's a good movie. I still enjoy it. But The number one's a classic. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man is a much bigger symbol, and as well as Slimer, than Vigo. I named my dog Zool for a reason. And for many years, that's where Ghostbusters kind of laid. I mean, they had the Nintendo games that were out. I did fail to mention that I actually also had a Ghostbusters ceiling fan. That on the four blades, two of them had the Ghostbusters symbol, and the other two, one had Slimer, and the other one had Stay Puft. Ghostbusters was pretty amazing. And then the later 90s happened, and this is where I'm a little fuzzy because I didn't watch a lot. I know there was the Extreme Ghostbusters, and they even had a PS1 game out for it, but it was only available in the UK. And I don't know, there's a lot of times where they come up with these newer revives and franchises that they don't kind of like stick well with me. But I let that be that. I still enjoyed the everything of the originals, so I let it be. And then on the 25th anniversary of Ghostbusters, they released the Ghostbusters video game for the Xbox 360 and PS3. There was one released for the Wii, and it's a little bit different gameplay, a little bit different graphics, and a little bit different story. And I never played that, but the one for the 360 and PS3, I played it for the 360, was amazing. I loved it. It was Ghostbusters 3, and that was the other key thing. For many years, there had been rumors, there had been rumblings that Dan Aykroyd was trying to get together a Ghostbusters 3, but he didn't. There was always some sort of roadblock. I think I heard of they wanted to do a new recruit cast, and I think I heard Farley was one guy that they wanted, and then that fell through with him dying and among other things. They wanted to get Bill Murray for the project, but he just wouldn't do it. But he did end up agreeing to do the video game. So Ghostbusters 3 was up there with franchise installments that everybody wanted to see. I often had a conversation with a friend of mine's wife. I wanted Ghostbusters 3, she wanted Bill and Ted 3. And the big question is, who was going to get their sequel first? And because of everything that happened with Ghostbusters 3, in all honesty, I do not like Bill Murray. I still believe that if he would have agreed to do a Ghostbusters movie in the late 90s, the mid-2000s, it would have been awesome. It would have been great, and we would have at least been able to experience something before Harold Ramis passed. But back to the franchise. The video game was amazing, and here soon I plan on replaying it because I had so much fun playing it. Being the third-person point of view of a lot of these things, you're a Ghostbuster, you're an unnamed team member, and you go through and you replay a lot of certain things. You go through the Shedwick Hotel. You are in the firehouse. You are in the library. They revisit a lot of those places and do new places at the same time. They even go into like this alternate dimension void type thing, but it's awesome. It's fun. And as a Ghostbusters fan, I had a blast playing that game. Played it twice through, which is something I don't normally do, one on regular, one on the extreme professional difficulty. And now we have the reboot, but more on that later. Let's get into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the other big franchise from when I was a kid. And the Turtles were beyond huge. I don't know how popularity was in the 80s, like actual revenue and what you can consider the top 5 or 10 things of every year. But Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters are both in the top 10. I would say Turtles have to be top 5, maybe even top 3 throughout the 80s. As we all know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles started off as a comic book, and then later on picked up to be turned into a cartoon, but they made the toys first, and then later came the cartoon, as was a hit-and-miss thing in Hollywood. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, but the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were one of the best of that formula, and it worked amazingly. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon was a big part of my childhood, along with the Ghostbusters. I had the Turtles van, some other random Turtles toys, and always getting new ones every so once in a while. I even remember having a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles troll doll in the early 90s. So good at marketing. The Turtles pies, the Turtles cereal. I think I had at least a bowl or two of the bowl that came free with the cereal, along with the cup that they end up coming out with a few years later. And maybe even a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles spoon, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were the Kiss of cartoons at the time, branding themselves everywhere, which eventually led them onto the big screen. And the first movie and the second movie are both good, in my opinion, and both awesome. The movie was more about the comic book, that more of a grittier feel, and then they took the cartoon approach with the second one. Personally, I like the second one more than the first one, but I love them both and respect them both for what they did, and especially, I can go back and watch those as an adult. After this point, things start to go downhill for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The live action bits that they were doing, you know, with the tour of the live action turtles, they even had the next mutation, like a new version of the turtles, but also being live action, there was the live action Christmas special, which is a disaster of a Christmas special, if I have ever seen one, maybe up there with Star Wars. And who can forget Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. I'm not even going to begin to speak of how horrible that movie was and how it really didn't stand the test of time. I have yet to go back and watch Turtles 3 since owning it on DVD when I bought it in a 4-pack of the Turtles movies. The last time I seen it was probably on VHS. As a kid, I did like it, but I love the other two more. And as an adult, I can't bring myself to watch it just yet. Maybe before the new movie comes out. The thing is about the turtles is they don't die. They're always still around. Maybe they disappear for a couple years, but they end up coming back. And in the 2000s, they brought back the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon. This was kind of out of my range. I didn't even try to watch it. It didn't feel the same. It didn't look the same. And it wasn't the same. The Shredder, though, was a badass. And I will always love that aspect of it. Then there was a movie separate from the cartoon that came out in the mid-2000s that was all CGI. And again, it's also a part of that 4-pack, but I've yet to see it. But I've heard bad things and how it just... It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 of CGI Turtles movies. It's along those lines. Again, maybe I'll watch it here soon. And then about 5 years ago, the Turtles Resurrection started again. There was the talks of the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie with executive producer, yes, Michael Bay. And there was also Nickelodeon buying the series. Nickelodeon, which also became into dominance right around the time the Turtles did. But they were on opposite ends of the spectrum because the Turtles were never on Nickelodeon. And they were the traditional Saturday morning cartoon. So they buy it and they start their own Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animated series. I've heard good things about this, but I have yet to see it. My little nephew is a fan of it and his dad actually approves of it, saying it's not exactly like the original, but it comes the closest. Before this came out, though, there was a great DVD that I will suggest any Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan to go check out. It was called Turtles Forever, and it's the one time where they actually explain why all the Ninja Turtles are different. Spoiler alert, they're all different parallel universes. So, that leads us to the first Michael Bay movie. And, you know, it was an average movie. People like to shit on it, and I get it. I won't battle any of them. I won't debate any of them on it. I see where they're coming from. I did bring out at least one positive to it. They gave Vern a spot. One of the characters from the cartoon, who might have been a minor role in the movie, got a bigger role in this movie. Got to be in the movie, and that gave me hope. The first Michael Bay Turtles movie just absolutely reeks of rewrite around the Shredder character. I think Michael Bay and the writers of that movie know that they failed the fan base. And that leads us to 2016. And I will continue with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. I'm going to play these trailers real quick.
What's happening out there, Donnie?
I don't know. It doesn't look good.
Gear up, guys. Whoa!
recital.
Bogey's on the bus.
I think it's very vital.
Hit the button.
What button? There are a million buttons.
Two buttons.
All right. On top. Here we go.
Superheroes?
Just four brothers who hate bullies and love this city.
Whoa. This never works out well for you. What's your name?
Casey Jones.
Hey.
One question. Are you two guys like a thing?
I'm looking for Aaron Moore. But we could work with that.
Me too.
This is gonna be good!
Dude, bringing back the Mohawk. Good for you.
Oh, y'all got jokes, huh?
Turtles! When something bad happens, you want to be with the turtles!
What are the most important traits of the ninja?
Speed, stealth, and precision.
Hey, buddy! Doesn't seem so tough.
Where's Raph?
Well, that went well.
Starts June 3rd.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows hits movie theaters June 3rd. As a lifelong Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan, what do I put this on the hype meter? I give it an 8.5 out of 10. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, who have had the ups and downs when it comes to the franchise, have finally hit something that I have wanted them to do for 20, 25 years. Take the characters that I love so much from the cartoon and put them on the big screen. So, to review, granted you couldn't hear it all in those trailers, but most of us have seen it. In these trailers, we see Bebop, Rocksteady, what seems to be a more proper Shredder compared to the last installment. Krang, along with his bodysuit and the Technodrome, along with Baxter Stockman, played by Tyler Perry. Now, I'm not really big on Tyler Perry being cast in that role, as well as also, can't forget, Casey Jones, who is being played by Stephen Amell. I'm not really happy about that casting. The Tyler Perry one, too, is questionable, but I'm kidding a lot. So I want to see what they do. The only thing that the Turtles movie can do to be even better, if you add in Irma, also from the cartoon series, and I'm not even saying that needs to happen, that would be a major pop for me if we get even Irma in this movie. And we finally do something, modernize the cartoon and put it onto television, put it on the big screen. So I am 100% down with the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, and I am psyched for it. So people can complain all they want about the turtles having lips, and even the whole Casey Jones thing, which I was a part of. I can live with all that. To finally see Bebop and Rocksteady, who seem to be up to their regular selves from the cartoons, of just it being an all-out war with the turtles.
Wow!
As much shit as Michael Bay got for the last installment, I feel like this is going to save all that and is going to put the turtles back on the right track. Are you still going to have Megan Fox in there? Yes. But you are going to have things that have been missing. And if done right, will lead to sequels. with other characters from the cartoon that need to be seen on the big screen. I feel like the Turtles universe is very similar to Batman, as in there's characters that they can do and there's characters that they can't do. I would love to see maybe the Metalhead, the Neutrinos, the Rat King, and so many more. But now it's time to get to what we've all been waiting for. I present to you the Ghostbusters.
For apparition. That's okay. She seems peaceful.
My name is Erin Gilbert, doctor of particle physics. At That's stuff went everywhere, by the way, in every crack. Very hard to wash off.
We have dedicated our whole lives to studying the paranormal. Now there's sightings all over the city.
There are people out there that need our help.
Holtzman, you're a brilliant engineer.
Erin, no one's better at quantum physics than you. We can provide a real service.
I'm joining the club.
You guys are really smart about this science stuff, but I know New York. And I can borrow a car from my uncle.
You didn't disclose that the vehicle was going to be a hearse.
It's a Cadillac!
Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh. Did you want to?
Sorry. I'll let you.
Next time. Okay.
Someone is creating a device that amplifies paranormal activity. And we might be the only ones who can stop it.
Holtzman, come on.
The hat is too much, right? Is it the wig or the hat?
There's a bigger picture at hand here. These ghosts can possess the human form.
The devil is a liar! Get out of my friend, ghost!
Ow, that's gonna leave a mark!
The power of pain compels you!
Ow!
The Ghostbusters. Expected out July 15th, 2016. Where do I put this on the hype meter? Quite seriously, 4 out of 10 at best. I am a die-hard Ghostbusters fan, and I'm going to start with the negatives, because I believe the negatives need to be said, at least coming from me. The things that I don't like. I don't like the casting. I am an SNL fan. A little bit behind on this season, but casting Melissa McCarthy and Leslie Jones was a mistake. Melissa McCarthy is a one-note act. It's the same thing time after time. And I'm a guy that liked Micah Molly when it first came out. I liked Bridesmaids. But everything she's done since then has been the same thing. And this does not appear to be any different. Leslie Jones. I can't stand this woman. Why, you say? Because she is nothing more than the female version of Tracy Morgan, even down to some of her facial expressions. And I'm not a big Tracy Morgan fan either. So to have another incarnation of it is useless. And I don't find her funny whatsoever. A lot of her parts on SNL are things that I fast forward. I don't know why she's on the show, besides the fact that she is nothing more than a female Tracy Morgan. The other thing that I don't like, I'm a comedy fan. The original was a comedy. This seems to be a slapstick. I don't mind slapstick comedy, but I don't feel like it works with the Ghostbusters, and it seems to go overboard all across the board. It seems to be quite frankly, what a lot of us have been fearing, the Bridesmaids meets Ghostbusters. It's the same guy, some of the same cast, doing some of the same jokes, and some of the over-the-top gags, especially with the ghost throwing up on Kristen Wiig. And really quick, to go back to the casting, I don't mind Kate McKinnon and Kristen Wiig. I'm not a huge McKinnon fan, but I will admit she does make me laugh from time to time, and she has grown on me since her debut on SNL. But the over-the-top throw-up gag on Kristen Wiig just... it seems to be too much for me to digest, no pun intended. I don't like the fact of the all-female casting and casting Chris Hemsworth as the secretary, as their version of Janine. I don't think when the original was cast, it was written, which could be another big problem for me, the writing, but they simply took four scientists who happened to all be guys and they got a secretary, Janine. Why couldn't the women get a women's secretary? Why did we have to go for the Chris Hemsworth? I know there are female Ghostbusters fans, but I feel that this movie is just a big ploy to go, hey girls, you can like Ghostbusters too. Let's appeal to this audience. And that leaves a bad taste in my mouth. It's not about creating new fans with these cheap ploys. Do what Deadpool did. And I know that it has brought some new eyes onto the product because they liked what they saw, and it was, as far as what I'm being told, true to the comics and true to the character. We got that R-rated that we needed. Why can't we do some of this with the Ghostbusters? Why does it have to be an all-woman cast? Why can't it be a mixed gender cast? Why can't we have equals? That is what leaves a bad taste in my mouth about it. Now, I'm going to do positives. I try to do that with especially with this movie and the Ghostbusters in general. Positive number one that I'm going to get out of the way. Product coming back from the past and bringing out new things of Ghostbusters. It's already been leaked out or believed that we're going to get Ecto Cooler back. I've seen pictures of a Ghostbusters Twinkies, which is awful ironic from the first movie, but the cream filling is green. This has also made companies re-release things of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and Slimer and new things of those particular characters. Things that I will go out and buy. And that seems to be just the tip of it. There's going to be more because of the big a franchise that Ghostbusters is. It's Ghostbusters is 30 years old, over 30 years old, in fact. So it's the nostalgia is going to touch people. It's not going to be Star Wars level, but I think it's going to be close with some of the stuff that they come out with. I've seen Slimer oven mitts and a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man oven timer, and I'm going to buy these. But this movie had to come out first, so maybe I have to bite that bullet to get it. But on to the actual movies themselves. Let's start with the Slimer cameo. It's great to see that Slimer has survived, and somehow he's going to be in the movie. An updated CGI version, and also goes in with the ghost. To me, the ghost remind me of the ghost that I seen in the Xbox game that I had. So if it was good for the Xbox game, it's good enough for this. So updated ghosts, more ghosts. Maybe we're going a little much with like the big tall ghost that you see in it, but that's fine. I like it. It's showing a spectacular view of these ghosts. And like I said, very reminiscent of the video game. The new Ecto-1, if they're calling it that. I don't have a complaint about it. I do like that they took a similar car. They went from an old Cadillac ambulance to a Cadillac hearse. I can dig it. I don't think it's the greatest thing ever, but I think the original Ecto is such a classic. It's hard to top, but I think they do a good job at trying to top it. And I think it has its own feel, and I like it. I like that it feels like they gave the professions of the Ghostbusters bigger background stories of things that they can do, and we did basically cast the African-American of the group as the, well, you're not a scientist thing. Where's everybody who's complaining about that? Anyway, but they made it to where everybody, there was a reason why they were coming together of all their particular set of skills. I also like that the ghosts can now possess you. We've seen it a little bit in Ghostbusters 2, and I think it was used maybe a little bit in the video game, but this is, I like that it can add to the storyline, if you will. I'm not sure what else I can say about this movie. I am not excited about it. For where I believe the Turtles, who are getting me psyched to go see this, and I'm thinking about seeing if my little nephew, who will turn 13 at the end of this year, if he wants to go out and see the Turtles movie. Because growing up, he loved it, and I introduced him to the original cartoon, and we would play some of the Turtles video games. So I kind of want to take him to this and see if he enjoys it as much as I am. I also introduced him to Ghostbusters a number of years ago. I don't have the same inclination with this movie. There's a part of me that thinks that Ghostbusters is going to bomb, but it's going to be successful at the same time. I think it's going to do well numbers-wise, but I think it's going to fall short up against the other big nostalgia acts, such as Jurassic Park and Star Wars. Okay, especially Star Wars. My big hope for the Ghostbusters franchise is they go back to greenlighting the other Ghostbusters movie that was talked about with Chris Pratt and Channing Tatum. At least have those two as Ghostbusters, and maybe have two female Ghostbusters. And they were supposed to be on a different coast. Like, they were going to be the West Coast Ghostbusters. And then eventually they were going to be in the same universe as the Peter Feig Ghostbusters. I can live with that. If they can give me that movie, I will happily digest this movie. Will I still buy a ticket to see the movie? Of course I will. I love Ghostbusters. I will wear my Ghostbusters costume t-shirt, just like I will wear my Shredder costume hoodie when I go see Turtles. These are what started some of my passions as a child. The Turtles finally did right by me, and I just wish the same on the Ghostbusters. And just remember,
who are you gonna call?
Someone else.